We now return to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
.9 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Coming up, we got news with Galvin. Then we're going to replay our Baker Mayfield interview from yesterday. If you've not heard it or not seen clips of it on social media, Baker Mayfield is that guy that you hope he is. He was great on the show yesterday. I love talking to him, and I hope we have more opportunities during the season. But great time, and also great to talk about his upcoming football camp. If you have kids who play sports, guys, boys and girls, they got a football camp coming up next week.
Top Golf.
So your chance to get the kids in there with the bake, and then you can go play some Top Golf with them, which is my favorite kind of golf outing.
Oh yeah,
Top Golf for sure.
It's nice.
But right now it's time to check in with Galvin. He has today's news.
With Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
Excuse me, Galvin. Let me take the blood out of my ears real quick. What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Today's news is brought to you by our friends over at Pelt Shoes. Don't forget, it's back to school time, so your kids are probably going to need some new shoes. You can stop at a Pelt's and get their free 3D test for their foot scan. That gives you all the measurements. That way you can get the perfect fit, both style and size, right there at Pelt Shoes. And don't forget, tax-free in Florida runs for 2 weeks this year, starting on July 29th, so you can get some savings there. Pelt's has 6 locations throughout Pinellas, Sarasota, and Fort Myers, so stop into a Pelt Shoe today. Make sure you tell them Galvin from the Mike Calta Show sent you.
It's very depressing, Galvin.
What's the matter? The kids are going back to school?
Kids are going back to school.
Why is that depressing? Well,
because not all kids. Joey's not really going back to school. Juliana's going to a big girl school now, and it just makes me feel very old and depressed.
Huh? You are old and depressed. So.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you for backing me up on that.
President Biden's highly anticipated solo press conference Thursday evening was panned as a disaster. Oh. Biden was stumbling through answers to reporters' questions about foreign policy and the 2024 presidential race. Biden joined the media Thursday afternoon while wrapping up a NATO summit in the nation's capital, where the president made a series of gaffes, including confusing Zelensky and Putin, confusing Vice President Kamala Harris with former President Donald Trump, trailing off while answering a question and announcing to the room that he had a list of reporters that he would call on.
That was the one thing that I thought was the most embarrassing, that they had a list of reporters. He had the list, couldn't follow the list. And who were the reporters? Like, how did they get picked? Like, why didn't, like, you certainly know you weren't going to get anything from Fox News, but why did those other guys get
picked? Because they have, you know, certain questions that they give them and stuff, just like with that radio station where they had the whole thing where they had the list of questions.
And they fully edited that interview.
I would like to point out that we had Joe Biden on the show and did not agree to any editing or interview.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
My only knowledge of politics comes from West Wing, and I loved whenever they would have, like, a reporter set up for the first question, going to be a red jacket, and she's with blah blah blah. Call on her first, whatever, and then he'd go Arnold, and then he's cornrowed, and then he'd go, it'd be great.
I think they always have the list of reporters. They just don't always say, I have a list of reporters.
They usually have.
Yeah. Like, I don't think they announce it.
Right. They usually have the first question. First question is usually awarded to somebody either by seniority or by somebody who they owe a favor to or something like that. That's fine to kick it off. But then they have to open it up to, you know, they had the European news in there.
Well, the press secretary just doesn't answer questions whenever, what's his name? Ask her the different stuff.
That's
the worst. She just walks away from it.
Yeah. That's got to be the worst job in all of politics.
Brutal.
Is White House press secretary.
If you're good at it, though, you're amazing. Yeah, but if you're
Kayleigh
not,
McEnany was good for
was
Trump.
Good. Yeah. She's pretty good. She was, because she was smart and she had all the answers and she would go back to stuff.
She'd be like, read receipts.
Yeah, receipts. Yeah.
Remember that? Who is that? Spicer.
Yeah.
He was a disaster.
I cannot think of Spicer without thinking of Melissa McCarthy playing him on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. That's brutal. First off, you did a terrible job, and then Melissa McCarthy plays you, a guy, on there. So here are a couple of the gaffes. I'm sure you probably saw it on social media or at least heard about it. Here is President Joe Biden talking about Zelensky and accidentally introducing him as Putin. Here we go.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. Beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it.
Anyway, that was worse, because that was at the NATO summit earlier in the day. And that was in front of everybody and all the other countries and everything. That was
but at least he catches himself instantly right away.
Yeah, and also, let's be honest, it's you're saying Putin, you're saying Zelensky, you're saying Putin, you're saying Zelensky. It's a little, you know, you just got tongue-tied there for a second.
And then here is a tough one, because the reporter actually says Vice President Harris, and then he confuses and says the wrong one. Here is another clip.
Gio and I were texting, and we're like, did you just see that? Did you just hear that?
Yeah. Here, take a listen to this.
What concerns do you have about Vice President Harris's ability to beat Donald Trump if she were at the top of the ticket?
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
And didn't even know.
So start there. Number one.
Number one. I love the list.
The entire house just went, what did he just say?
Did you see his people?
No.
They had a shot in the front row of his people, and they just all go. And they're like, he's not even going to say that he made a mistake.
Yeah.
That was the first question, too. That was the very first question out of the gate.
It was rough.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, man. The worst part is he didn't even realize that, you know. The other one, he right away goes, oh, Putin, what am I saying? But this one, he had no clue that he had said that.
So I'm trying to think about this. If I'm doing this show and you guys come to me and you go, hey, man, we love you, but you're just, you're losing it. You're getting old. Time to retire. And I'd be like, no, I could still do the show every day. I'm like, that'd be so defiant. I think it would take me a couple of days, and then I'd go, ah, you guys are right. I'm old. Let me wrap it up.
Yeah, but also, if you knew you were making that many mistakes, wouldn't you be like,
that's what I'm saying. I would. Yeah. If you guys were bringing it to me, my closest people were saying to me, hey, this is, it's time to step aside. I it may take a couple of days to settle in. Then I'd come in here and I'd be like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. It's time to wrap it up. This guy's just defiant, and his defiance is hurting the party more than anything.
But just so you know, you tell one more dream story, and I'm going to say that to you.
You're the only one that wasn't interested in my dream story.
They were telling dream stories off air, and Spanish is asking follow-up questions. I had to put my headphones in and listen to music. Took my headphones out, and then Carmen's asking follow-up. I go, what is going on?
You're the only one who wasn't interested in my dream story.
A couple of kiss asses over here.
That's interesting.
How good was it? How good was it that he dreamed for felt like 3 hours, but he doesn't know how long the dream was?
But this,
and then he was dancing with the Beatles.
It's not about the it's not about the dream. It's about the psychology behind the dream and the science of why we dream and what we dream about.
Yeah. At one point, I took my headphones out, and Spanish said he was talking to ChatGPT about God.
Yeah.
I'm done.
True. That's also true.
That wasn't part of my dream.
That wasn't. That was a different. That was a different conversation. Yeah.
Headphones
that was
back in.
Letting robots into our lives.
I'm going to start doing that with you. I'm just going to put my headphones on when you want to talk about stuff.
Okay.
Do you know how rude that is?
You weren't talking to me.
No, but you're just like blasting Slayer or whatever you do. Next time you talk about something, I don't want to.
You could hear my. Well, it wasn't Slayer.
Well, I couldn't tell what it was, but I could hear it. Next time you're talking about something I don't want to hear, I'm going to put my headphones on and turn music on.
That's fine.
Okay.
I won't be offended.
You should be. That's very rude.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
It's very rude to talk about your dreams.
I wasn't talking to you.
Dreams are. There you go.
Yeah.
I have my headphones in. You weren't talking to me.
Okay.
Ladies, if you want your dragon dildos, get them now.
What are dragon dildos?
I don't know, any kind of like weird dildo, like handcrafted, you know.
Yeah.
I bet you they have those.
No, they do. Uh-huh. I saw someone post it.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And it looks like a dragon tail, and it's all spiky.
Yeah. One for the.
Oh my God. I'm like, how do you?
You know how. I'll show you.
How are we supposed to compete with that?
No, Dracarys.
You can't.
Well, you don't have to worry about it. Starting July 29th, Etsy will ban the sale of sex toys such as dildos and vibrators, as well as printed or visual materials that exist for the purpose of sexual arousal or stimulation, including Playboy issues, vintage adult magazines, or anything with the sexual slogans related to daddy or mommy.
Oh, come on. Why are we doing this?
Well, the new policy is the company's attempt to, quote, continue to keep our users safe, according to Etsy's trust and safety team.
What's not safe about dragon dildos?
They changed the name to a massager. Like, you can buy those, you can walk into CVS and buy dildos, and it says, like, neck massager.
Yeah, I always look at them and go, this is going to fit on your neck. Maybe the girls that make the pillows and stuff for us will on their Etsy channel and maybe dragon dildos.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Mike Cal to show dragon face massagers.
Oh, man.
But they have, like, all kind of stuff like that. Yeah. Where, you know, weird stuff. Have you ever seen those ones that are like the, I don't even know what they are. There's some anime thing. And it's like a octopus arm or something.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
Things? For a dildo?
Yeah.
I mean, a sex toy?
Yeah.
My wife got me something really cool on Etsy one time. It was not a dildo and it was not a sex toy. She was trying to find me something original that was Godfather related, and this person made this like little diorama of Don Corleone's office, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff on there. People are very creative and can do really cool stuff, and it's kind of a lot of it's one off, you know, like custom things. Whenever some are just, you know, somebody on there that's printing out things, it's my Etsy store.
Moose.
But yeah, it's pretty interesting. I gotta tell you, I don't have my thing with me. Moose makes the tumblers now.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a Michigan one because they won this year. Yeah. So yeah, he made me.
So you're on the bandwagon.
Nope. Yeah. I'm from Michigan, born and raised.
Never heard you talk about Michigan's football team or anything.
Go blue.
Yeah. Nope. I don't broadcast it.
Who is their quarterback again?
I don't know.
Yeah. J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. Oh, see, come on.
Who's our quarterback? I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
The box?
Who?
Yeah.
You literally talked to him yesterday.
I know. That was the joke.
Carmen, the queen of bad examples. What show are we on? I can't even tell.
What season?
That was great.
What state?
This sounds pretty terrible. A rally woman from Raleigh, North Carolina, her attorney and her family demanded a public apology from Uber after the woman, who is blind, was dropped off in the wrong location and abandoned by her rideshare driver.
Well, you're here. Yeah. See ya.
This doesn't sound like my office.
Drive around the corner three times.
Yeah.
My two questions would be, does the Uber driver know she's blind?
Yeah,
and they do. So you have to put.
Well, you don't have to, but most people that are handicapped like that have that in their bio, so the person knows.
Okay.
All right, but still,
so you don't know.
Well, Uber has since apologized in a statement saying, "quote We apologize to Mrs. Richardson. Stressful experience. We have investigated the issue, which appears to have been a result of a map error that directed the driver to an incorrect drop-off location, and have addressed the map issue."
You're here.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
and she gets out and falls in a construction hole. Uber can't be responsible for everything, but that's one of the things you should be going out of your way to take care of.
Just as a human being, you know, your passenger is blind. You say, hey, you explain to them exactly where you're dropping them off at, right?
Yeah, but what are you going to say? It's blue.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I mean, like, you take them to the mall. You're at the mall. You're at this entrance. You know.
Well, that's it, because the mall. But what if you're it's a big building? Yes.
Yeah.
It's on the side door? Yes. Okay, I think you're here.
Yeah. Maybe, I mean, if the map in your car, the thing on your phone is saying that's where you are, then you go, all right, this is the address that you gave me, so I'm not following
I don't know.
Up.
There's like a sign. There has to be a sign or something for you to tell the person, like, this is the road, this is the street, this is the building, something. You know what I mean? Like, if you know
the map is what they're that's a problem.
Just to be clear, you wanted to be dropped off at the bear enclosure at the zoo? Because that's what you're about to walk into. I don't think so. That doesn't seem right. Blind or deaf? If you had to be one or the other, what would you be?
Blind.
Deaf.
Deaf.
Yeah.
You go blind?
Yeah.
Blind is so rough.
Yeah, but he can't listen to Zugma if he's blind.
Listen, you can feel it.
Listen, I play drums. I'm on the radio. I love music. I love going to concerts, but I have to go deaf.
Yeah.
I can't go blind. Blind, you seem so helpless. If you're like just now blind. Yeah. If you're born blind or you've been doing it for a while, you obviously acclimate to it. But yeah, I think that would be so rough.
What about your sunsets? You won't be able to see them anymore.
Oh, I got enough memories of good sunsets. Yeah.
Nervous. Plus, Jared said he's learning Braille now.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Legit going blind.
Have you seen
legit?
That,
yeah. Yeah. It sounded like you said something else.
Yeah.
Have you seen that kid? I think he lives in Chicago, but he went blind when he was like a teenager, and he learned how to literally click and use sonar be able to tell where things
like
are.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dude, it was wild because they did a whole, like, not a documentary, but they did like a news story on him, and he could literally go into a park and click, and it was like a random park, and he clicks with his tongue, and he would be like, that's a slide, these are swings, that's a bush, there's a tree. Yeah.
He's not blind.
Yeah.
He's a YouTube prankster.
It would be hilarious.
Yeah, but I think blind would just be so scary. You're so vulnerable to everything.
Yeah. Well, you can't drive. You know what I mean? Like, even if you go on a boat, you can't see anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of boat, I'm going fishing with Captain Nate on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited about that.
Look, no headphones in. I'm listening. I'm interested.
It's not a dream.
I'm interested.
It's real life.
Yeah, no, that's a good story. All
you
right,
are wearing your headphones. I'm going fishing on Tuesday with Captain Nate, and then I'm going fishing on Saturday, the following Saturday, with Ian. So I got double fish.
Yeah.
I'm a fisherman.
Hell yeah.
Call me Gordon.
Yeah.
A new survey asked people about the ideal summer and found that on average, people hope to be in the water 11 times every summer, at least 11 times.
How much lip balm are you putting on your lip? You've been doing it for 10 minutes.
She's eating it.
No, my lips are just so chapped.
Like, I mean, I was watching you and I was going like this, what you were doing, like it's a joke. And then I'm like, whoa. She's still doing it. She's still going at it.
Yeah, no, I had like a piece of skin that I could feel in like a... I had to get it on there.
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. That was blowing my mind.
So the ideal summer, it found that on average, people want to get in the water at least 11 times over the summer. So if you're doing that. Also, a perfect summer includes 11 scoops of ice cream.
Ooh.
11 seems to be the number.
That's low.
Although they change it up. Joe, I hate to tell you.
What?
Only 8 sunrises.
Oh.
Yeah, sunrises, upsetting. By the way, not sunsets.
Okay, okay.
Sunrises is when Joe goes out to pee.
Yep. Yeah.
My wife last night went to go walk the dogs, and she goes, oh, my God, come here. And I go, no.
Yeah.
And she goes, please. And I go, I know what the sunset looks like. I see it every night.
No.
Please, you got to come. Just come and look at it. I go, all right, if I come out there, we're making out in the sunset.
Yeah.
And I went outside, and I go, oh, there it is. Sunset, isn't it beautiful? No, it's the same thing we saw. It's like a rainbow. I've seen them a million times already. I'm over them.
All right. Did you make out, though?
Yeah, we did make out.
Okay.
I was like, okay, it's orange. It's nice.
It was just orange, not that lavender color?
No, it was orange. It was somewhere, and it was behind a little chunk of tree. It wasn't even a big sunset. It was like a little piece. It was like, cool, take a picture of it.
Oh,
it's like taking a picture of fireworks. Well, it's just like, I was sitting down. I was comfortable. I'm watching TV.
Summer sunsets, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Sunrise is better, but the sunset's good.
I'm like, I mean, I'm in here for sunrise.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I'd rather have 11 scoops of ice cream.
Oh, yeah,
I agree with Gio that seems
that's
low.
Very low.
Yeah.
At once?
11 scoops of ice cream.
Yeah. For the whole summer?
Yeah.
You have like, just one is like three.
Every time you go is like 2 scoops.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, very low.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm getting cones.
I'm going to put my headphones on and listen to Slayer.
I took my daughter and her friend to Flying Squirrel yesterday, the jumpy place. Normally, that's a good move because I just get to go sit in the chair and play on my phone for an hour while they're running around. Did not know the camps like to go to the Flying Squirrel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Chaos.
Yeah, but there had to be 1,000 kids there yesterday. Cool. I still sat in my chair and I said, listen, you're almost a teenager. Go do your thing. Just get away from me. That was rough.
Don't hurt yourself.
Today is Happy National French Fry Day.
Oh, yeah.
I love French fries.
French fries do not travel well.
Nope.
No. Can I tell you, if you're going to do home French fries, and we all have air fryers, right?
Yeah.
The checkers in the bag, at Publix, in the air fryer, almost as good as checker fries.
Really?
Seriously. That's pretty
good. I got the Arby's curly fry ones at the Publix, and they were very good, too.
Because whatever they put on it, it's not just the potato. They, like, have, like, a coating on it, the seasoning and stuff. Like, that keeps it and gets it crispy.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, those are, oh, yeah.
Wow.
We got some of the
That's the only thing that turns Carmen on is food.
I still think McDonald's best fries. If they're hot, right, ready to go. Yes.
McDonald's
fries?
For sure.
You're out of your mind.
McDonald's fries are not compared to a seasoned fry like Checkers. It's different, just a different kind of fry.
I don't like the seasoning.
Or Arby's. Arby's fries are
Five Guys.
Yeah. Wendy's allegedly up their fry game. I don't know, but I'm saying that was one of the things that they're like, we got the new fries, this, that. I'll tell you, the worst fries is stupid Steak and Shake.
Oh, I love those.
You have to grab like 50 of them at once.
You put them in your mouth like Big League Chew.
Yeah,
terrible.
Drink them.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Tots over fries. Tots over fries.
Ooh, and Hooters tots.
Onion rings over everything. If you have good onion rings. Hooters onion rings, really.
Oh, my God.
Culver's. Cheese curds.
Those are
cheese curds are good.
Yeah. Too much cheese hurts my tum-tum.
Oh, jeez.
Bitch.
Yeah. Birthday bitch.
Yeah. No curd for you.
Cheese hurts me tum-tum.
Put that on your dating bio.
Regret saying it.
Put that on sad weirdos.
Yeah.
One of the greatest defensive coordinators in NFL history died Thursday. Aww. Monty Kiffin passed away in Mississippi. He was 84 years old. Kiffin ranks as the longest tenured coach in Buccaneers franchise history, having spent 13 seasons with the organization from 96 to 2008 under head coaches Tony Dungy and John Gruden.
One of the greatest defensive coaches ever in football.
Legend.
And helped bring that team to the Super Bowl. And yeah, definitely a legend.
And great name. Monty Kiffin is a great name.
It could be a lot. He could have a lot of jobs. He could be a football guy, a game show host.
Yeah.
He was a good dude too. Super nice guy. Didn't care about anything but football. Monty Kiffin was like, I'm not fishing. I'm not running. I'm not doing it. I'm just football. It's a football all day.
Basically created the Tampa 2 defense, which was then copied by the entire league.
He definitely is a legend in the game, and those players love him. And it's sad that he died, but he lived a good life. I mean, 84 years old, Super Bowl champion. Yeah. You know what I mean, he did it right.
Another death, Shelley Duvall, who is probably best known for her role in Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, died. She was 75 years old. There is a few different pictures there of Shelley when she was younger, and she was cute.
I like that big doe-eyed look.
Yeah, I had that. And then as she got older, you know.
Very cute.
Yeah, and then the last one I think is pretty rough.
Yeah,
right.
Oh boy! Remember, she was living in like her car.
Yeah,
at one point, like
I think she had mental problems.
They found her, and she was like in like a van with all kinds of trash, and like she was living there.
It was the Shining that made her go crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I watched Eyes Wide Shut with Stanley Kubrick. The movie itself is good, but that haunting piano that's in it is what really gets your mind blown.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's you want to talk about elites and Epstein and all that stuff.
Scene with that young girl in the store and everything. Yeah, it's very weird.
That is a weird movie.
That's like I'm sure you've heard, but that's like the whole conspiracy is that Kubrick was like trying to tell everybody before he died.
Yeah,
that's
really what they do. Orgies.
Well, it's more of like yes, they do have orgies, but it's more of like bringing people in and initiating them into that group.
Yeah.
And then with the knowledge of if you say anything to anybody, we'll destroy your life and ruin your family and all that. So that's the conspiracy, is that he was trying to show everybody what this world is.
Same thing. I watched the Scientology documentary the other day, and
that clear.
I don't know what it was. My wife had it on, and I just started watching for a couple of minutes, and, you know, it had Tom Cruise on, so it caught my eye, and the next thing I'm watching it, and I don't know what to believe anymore.
I know.
You know, I just...
You're right.
Everybody's got two sides, and it's so hard to figure out what... You want to know what... You have an idea what the truth is, but you were like, why?
Yeah.
I need to know why this is happening.
But that Scientology one, the one that I started watching, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, that must have been it.
It's like becoming clear, going clear. I got like... 40 minutes into it, and that the guy who started it, Hubbard, he was a wacko.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why it's hard to swallow as a religion, because he's like, this guy's a science fiction writer. Yeah. You know?
Right, exactly. So, but I need to watch the rest of it, because it is interesting, because he was on a boat at one point.
Well, it was the parts that were in it for me were the people who left the church.
Yes.
And the alleged response to those people, 24-hour surveillance, spreading false rumors about them to try and make them look bad to other people. that's the stuff that I don't know what to believe, because there's two sides, and it seems very much like the church is doing that, but also seems unnecessary for the church. They don't need to. I don't know. It
like,
just
why
seemed
would
weird.
They do it?
Well, yeah. I but to kind of your point of how the Eyes Wide Shut fits in, it's kind of like, listen, if you're going to join a club and they tell you up front, if you leave the club and you start talking, you're going to have issues. Just don't stop. Don't start talking if you leave the club. Yeah, just leave and just shut up about
it. Yeah, but a lot of these people, it has their families are still in there. Yeah. They're still, being affected by it. So, but I don't really, it's none of my business. And I don't think, I still maintain this all the time. I think that Scientology and most other organized religions are all on the same,
the
same length and your wavelength. And you don't, you know, people get all mad. I love it when people get all mad and they're like, Scientology brought up all that land in Clearwater. I love a place in Clearwater. I love it down there. It's beautiful and they kept it really nice. So give them all the land they want. I'm not mad at them.
Speaking of HBO documentaries, have you seen the trailer for the new documentary, Charlie Hustle and the Matter of Pete Rose?
No.
It looks good. It's going to be on HBO on July 24th. It's a 4-part docuseries and it goes into all the different stuff about how great of a player he was and then him betting on baseball and whether he really did or didn't. Then he finally admits that he did and whether he should be allowed in the Hall of Fame and his kind of quest to get allowed back into baseball and be involved in it and stuff. It looks pretty interesting. I mean,
what is the most revealing thing that's ever been told about Pete Rose?
The most revealing thing
on this show?
Oh, I know what it is.
I know you know what it is. It was Al Michaels.
Yeah.
Al Michaels was like, we're talking to Al Michaels one time and he goes, you guys are over there in St. Pete. You buy the dog track on Gandhi, and I know there was a highlight thing. And we're like, "Well, did you live over here?" And he goes, "No, I used to cover sports down there, and I'd ride with Pete Rose from Plant City over to St. Pete, and we'd have to stop at every gambling thing. That we'd go to the Highlight Fronton, we'd stop at the dog track, and that's how we knew all the landmarks was from where Pete Rose had to start gambling." But here's the thing with Pete Rose. He'd been on baseball. Yes, he admitted it. He was wrong. He tried to lie about it.
Yeah, he didn't admit it.
But I think he's a gambling addict, and we forgive addicts for doing things if they come back around. And the guy, you can't deny what he did in baseball.
That's the thing, is you can't deny his playing and stuff. And it's so great because in the trailer, they have all this different stuff, and they show him playing and Charlie Hustle and everything else, and then all about the gambling stuff. And then he goes, all right, we're about ready to wrap this up. I got to go place a bet. And then starts laughing. He goes, I'm just kidding.
I don't think he was kidding.
Probably not. Hot wife, too. Hot Asian wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If I remember right, because he was in, I think he did like a Skechers commercial or something, and she was like, Charlie, get out of there, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh.
We went to the Major League Baseball Alumni Association. And they had a game that they would play down with a bunch of Hall of Famers and a bunch of regular baseball players. And it was down in St. Pete at Al Lang Stadium. And the big deal was that Pete Rose was playing in that game. And there was somebody in the other team who was, I forgot who it was a Hall of Famer who was very angry that Pete was there. Because it was an alumni game, but he was very angry that he was there. And it was a great event because they had some Yankees there that I hadn't seen since I was a kid. I was very excited to be there. And this smoking hot broad came up to me in her 20s, blonde. She came up to me and she sat down next to me. She's like, are you Cowhead? And I went, yes. Yes, I am. And she said, hi, I'm Pete Rose's girlfriend. And I went, well, that just ended. You just can't compete with that. So, yeah, she was smoking hot. Wasn't the Asian broad. It was a different chick.
Good for him.
He's blowing through him.
Damn.
I got off the air one day. Got off the air, went over to my phone. Had a message, hit the thing, and said, hey, Cowhead, this is Pete Rose. I'm in town for the Reds thing. My son's playing. I was like, give me a call. And I was like, let's listen to that again. I listened to it like 7 times before I realized Pete Rose just called
That's
me my
so
voicemail.
Cool.
Yeah.
There was his fiance, so I don't know if they're married.
Ming,
yeah,
good
right?
For him, Pete Rose.
Not too shabby.
Hey, wait. Flip it up.
It's your birthday. I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Right?
All right. Wow.
Because Pete Rose, without being a baseball legend, is a troll.
Yep.
Is a troll 100%. With munchichi hair.
Dude, you are not kidding.
Yeah, he's terrible, but, once you're a super famous baseball player, then you get, whatever she is, 28-year-old smoking hot.
When I was last time I was on Vegas, I think we're in the MGM, and Pete Rose was like in the mall signing on. Like,
always there.
It's like a little
Caesars, I think it is.
Yeah, and he's like behind glass, almost like a zoo. And people like walking by like it's the zoo.
I think he lived in Vegas. Didn't he live in Vegas? He would be there all the time.
Like in the storefront through the glass, he's just sitting there signing stuff.
But think if you went there for like 2 or 3 hours and signed baseballs and you make, you know, a couple $1,000, you know, a time you do that, you're like, all right, that's my job now.
But like people were walking up the glass like it was like the zoo and just like staring at Pete Rose. As he was signing baseballs.
I was trying to think. I have an autographed Pete Rose jersey that was framed, and I have no idea where it is. Not hanging. I don't know where it went.
Joe, somewhere. Check Joe's eBay.
All right.
Joe.
I'll check through the eBay inventory.
I don't know if you guys heard about this. Is his life over? Josh Klinghoffer?
Oh, dude. Yes.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Yes.
The guitarist, who was recently with Red Hot Chili Peppers, but then Frusciante came back, touring with Pearl Jam, played with Jane's Addiction and everything, is being sued for wrongful death and negligence after a fatal accident involving a pedestrian. A lawsuit filed in Los Angeles Superior Court alleges that Klinghoffer was involved in a fatal vehicular and pedestrian accident in California that resulted in death of 47-year-old Israel Sanchez. Klinghoffer is accused of being distracted by a cell phone while driving his SUV and ran the guy over. We have video of it. Take a look at this. There is in the guy walking in the middle of the walkway, and then here he comes. Boom! Just runs him over. Klinghoffer does stop immediately, get out of the car, go check on the guy, go call 911. This guy died later in the hospital that day, whatever. But the lawsuit states that no arrests have been made in the incident.
Oh, wow.
So he wasn't arrested for...
We never heard about it.
...doing this. Mm. Yeah, it's just coming out now. But they're suing him for wrongful death, but it's not like he's arrested for hitting the guy.
If you can't see him on his cell phone, then you're just assuming he was on his cell phone. So right now, it could be the pedestrian could have been in the wrong spot.
Could have been.
Yeah.
But isn't there something if you run over and kill a guy
if it's his fault?
It's got a crosswalk. He's in a crosswalk. You know what I mean? Yeah, the guy's in a crosswalk.
It seems like he should have to stop right there before he makes the turn.
Yep. Yeah.
Yup.
Oh, that's crazy.
And usually pedestrians always have the
right away. Yeah.
And Josh Klinghoffer doesn't have the kind of strength that's going to get things swept under the rug.
No, you know? Right. No, he does not.
Yeah, but isn't that crazy? Because you would think that this is like, you're going to jail. Yeah. You killed a guy and you're going to jail. But so far there's no arrest made. It's just a lawsuit against him for...
There's no way this goes away. There's no way this goes away.
I think it gets worse because stuff will come out in the lawsuit and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all on drugs.
Oh, who knows?
Maybe got a little weed in the system.
Yep. Could be.
Yeah, man.
The remaining Beastie Boys are suing Chili's restaurant chain for using their song Sabotage.
Their song, I Want My Baby Back.
2022 ad without their permission. Come on. You got to pay. How does that happen?
Who thought they were going to get away with it?
Yeah. I don't know. Anybody ever hear of the Beastie Boys? Mm. We got a song by them that we're going to use.
They'll never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would imagine that here's the thing. There's no way that makes it into a commercial without being signed off in some capacity. So,
especially a big company like
that. Right. And it's on TV, and the TV has to have clearance and all that stuff. There's no way. There's some other detail there.
Maybe they got the wrong person to sign off on it. They're like, you don't own that. We own that. Yeah. Whatever it may be.
I heard they settled on the Riblets.
No.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice. Right. So good.
Applebee's.
Would you do that if you had a lawsuit against somebody and they were like, hey, instead of money, we'll give you
a lifetime.
Yeah.
If I was going to sue Pete and Shorty's and they were like, give you a lifetime of Shorty Burgers, I'd be like, I'll take that.
Yeah. Yep.
Who were you talking about before? There was somebody who bought
my dreams.
bought a pass for like an airline or something. They had it for the rest of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we did the story. Some guy, it was like a deal that they did.
Paid like $500,000 for a nonstop plane.
You know who else has that? Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban paid like $130,000 or something for a lifetime.
Worth it.
I saw it.
Yeah, but now he's got G7s and all that stuff. But he paid like in the 90s or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was like, that's a good deal. I think I would do that in a lot of cases. Like, remember Alanis Morissette took stock in MP3.com or something? They were like presenting her tour. And she was like, you know, pay me this much. And they're like, we'll give you this much and we'll give you stock in it. And then the stock went crazy and she made way more than she ever would have.
Remember 50 Cent, vitamin water, like before Coke purchased
it. It's so funny.
Well, he bought it. He saw it and he, because, you know, people were doing different deals and stuff. And he bought it and he goes, we're going to do it and have it be healthy and do all that stuff. And then promoted it because he bought it, and then that made it so huge. And then Coke was like, "Oh, this is huge. We'll buy it from you." Yeah, he made a ton.
And I heard
you
made a ton of money.
Yeah. I was endorsing a drink product. I don't even remember what it was. And they were like, "Aaron Judge is doing it. It's going to blow up. It's good." And they were like, "We can give you stock in it." And this and the other thing. And I was like, "Oh, all right." Then like next week, their check bounced. Thanks for the deal. It never works out for me.
Yeah. I think it was Steve Allen. Whenever he had the Tonight Show, he took like stock in Polaroid and Coca-Cola.
Oh, really?
Those two wound up being pretty successful.
That worked out, yeah.
We were talking about music, Josh Klinghoffer and Pearl Jam and Red Hot Chili Peppers and all that stuff. Doesn't matter whether you're at baseball games, soccer, UFC, you hear certain songs all the time. I have the top five that they say most overplayed songs at a sporting event.
Oh.
I mean, you hear them all the time. What do you hear?
Crazy Train.
Yeah. Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne comes in at number four.
Yeah. Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck by AC/DC comes in at number five.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses comes in at number two.
We will rock you.
No, surprisingly not in the top five here, Joe.
We are the champions?
No, not We Are the Champions. We have two more. We have number three and number one. I can tell you, number three, you don't even need to play the song. People will actually sing the melody.
Sweet Caroline?
No.
The Boys Are Back in Town?
No.
Eye of the Tiger?
No. Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes, which has become a total sports theme now, and people sing it and stuff.
A lot of college bands play that as college football games.
Yeah. Number one, played by a college band now that whenever they come out onto the field and the band loves it.
Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman by Metallica. Yeah, for sure.
That's great.
I remember whenever Dinah worked with us and Brian Johnson lived out in Sarasota and would go into that restaurant that she worked at. And I go, "Do you understand how huge Brian Johnson is? AC/DC, how big of a deal that is?" I go, "They play for hundreds of thousands of people all over the world, and then here they play stadiums and stuff." I go, any sporting event you go to, any concert event you go to, you're going to hear AC/DC, and that's the dude.
Do you know why it's so hard to swallow that? Because Brian Johnson is such a goddamn nice guy. Down to earth, doesn't act like a celebrity, doesn't do any of this stuff. He's such a nice guy, and you're like, I can't believe this guy's his fan. Yeah. He doesn't know he's as famous as he is.
Right,
so cool, man.
Yeah, like you would allow him to be much meaner. He's totally normal and nice.
I have people always tell me, you should write a book. Nobody wants to read my book, but I do have some great stories that I remember. And Brian Johnson picking up a piece of prosciutto and shoving it in my mouth is one of the funniest things that's ever happened. Hey, you're Italian, try this right in my mouth.
Remember we were at that event and somebody stole his hat?
Oh, yeah.
At the Pipple Toddler event?
And then Mark went after it and got it.
Yeah.
No, it was
that birthday party for that bar? Was that
it? It was in the bar, yeah.
Yeah, crazy, which was so funny, too, because Scotty Hill was there, and they were up on stage, and they were doing some stuff, and I was imagining, it was Brian Johnson, and it's a pub, it's a place down in Sarasota.
It was the AC/DC cover band was playing, and Brian sang with them.
Yeah, could you imagine walking up to that? And that guy, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Sounds like AC/DC.
Looks just like him, too.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's awesome.
We've done some
really fun stuff on this show. Yeah, we really have. Sure. We've been through some stuff.
Spanish, I'm sure you know. The ESPYs were last night.
Oh, man. Tell me about them.
Hosted by
Mr. ESPY himself.
No.
No?
I want to know whether Spanish knows what the ESPYs are.
It's the ESPN Sports Awards.
Oh! Hey, Dan Marino.
Yeah, Marino.
Marino hosted it.
No, don't play. Yeah.
No, he did not.
Hosted by?
Serena Williams.
I did not know that. I did not watch the ESPYs, but I have some of the results. If we want to try and take a guess, best MLB player.
Oh, that is Wander Franco.
No. Oh, no, no.
Ohtani.
Yes, plays for the Dodgers.
Gambler?
Yeah. Yeah, well, his interpreter was there and stuff. Best NFL player.
Mahomes.
Mahomes, you better believe it. My guy, best NBA player.
Caitlin Clark.
Angel Reese.
Different guy. Luka. Luka Magic. Luka Doncic is the best NBA player. Let's see some of the other ones they have. They do have WNBA, best WNBA player.
Asia
Wilson.
She's very good.
She's great.
Yeah,
she's really good.
Never heard of her.
Well, you should watch her because she's fantastic. Let's see some of the other ones that they have. This was weird. Pat Tillman Award for Service. Do you know who won that? He's not an athlete.
It's somebody that Pat Tillman's family is mad about.
Yeah.
I read about this. I can't remember what it was.
It seems weird. So it's Pat Tillman Award for Service.
Oh, I know. O.J. Simpson.
Prince Harry.
Oh.
That's a weird that they gave it to a non-sports guy.
He wasn't service, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but he's a non...
What's the sports connection?
But I don't know what the sports connection is. But Pat Tillman left the football to go into the military, and Prince Harry was in the military and left his things, but that was a long time ago. Yeah, I don't know why. Mm. I don't know what he did. He does a lot of charity stuff, so maybe he did something that we're unaware of.
What about best athlete women's sports?
All of women's sports?
Simone, the gymnast.
Biles?
Yeah, gymnastics.
No.
Tennis.
Women.
No.
No, I'm saying tennis is not it.
She actually already won another one.
Asia Wilson.
Yeah, from Las Vegas Aces. She won again for that.
The Dirty Aces.
Best athlete men's sports?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Best record-breaking performance. Record-breaking.
Caitlin Clark.
You better believe it, Dizzy. Yeah. Caitlin Clark crowned as the NCAA's all-time scoring leader. Let's see. Best comeback athlete with Simone Biles. And those are the big ones. Those are the big ones out there. So,
ESPYs still aren't to the point where you want to watch them.
Yeah.
No.
I've never been interested in the sports stuff, so I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, but even even if they were giving Derek Jeter a award, I'd be like,
They don't do any performances or anything, right? For the ESPYs?
I don't know. They probably do. Yeah. They probably have like rap bands and stuff, like a country artist.
Yeah,
and
I
stuff.
Feel like I they've done stuff in the past. Yeah.
I think the greatest thing wasn't they did the ESPYs, the Woman of the Year, and it wound up being Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's just so funny. I mean, fact that you have Woman of the Year and a guy who transitioned won it just blows my mind.
It's the best, dude.
Does it really, though?
But women have to be like, we're not even the best women.
Yeah.
Like, guys come over and they're
and
better.
Also, what did Caitlyn Jenner do?
Yeah. Nothing that year.
Well, I think it was for Woman of the Year and athlete and all that stuff, you know, former athlete. Well, Bruce was the athlete.
Humanitarian.
But. Killing people in her car. She should talk to Josh Klinghoffer.
About that, too.
Is that wild?
Yeah.
We forget so quickly some of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. News cycle, man. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff happening. There is a thread online where people are talking about celebrities that are good, they're fine, whatever, but have a very suspicious vibe about them.
I feel it.
So, we talked about one the other day, and this is a perfect example of it and stuff, but there's a few different ones. If you want to throw one out there.
I got one.
Who do you think is somebody that you're like, they're famous and stuff, but I bet something's going on. Who you got?
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast is on the list.
He seems like such a nice guy.
That's who we talked about the other day, that there's got to be, we're waiting for the other shoe to drop or something, whatever. Mr. Beast, no one seems to have anything specific to hang the suspicions on other than that he's just unsettling. He's done too many good things, so people think that there's something bad around the corner. Taylor Swift is a good one, but not on this list. Yeah, she seems like she's so nice and does so many nice things and does it under the radar where, you know, people don't even necessarily know. It's not like she's like, hey, TMZ, I'm going to be here at the hospital at 5 o'clock.
I don't know. I don't know who I think is
Will Smith.
Sticky.
Will Smith is on there, which is a pretty obvious one that you see, you know, what he did and stuff.
Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa, not on there. One of our favorites, though, Spanish, is on here.
Oh, no.
Michael Bublé.
Damn it.
For hitting his 100%.
Wife. 100%. Some say he's not as cool and calm as he lets on.
Nope.
Because he was on that show with his wife and he was like, good, and grabbed her and then he was like, smiled and held the back of her neck.
Yeah.
This is a good one. The first one they have is Rachel Ray. Seems fake. One person joke.
Really?
She might be,
I love her.
She might be a terrible person, but at least she can cook.
Her and her husband are swingers.
Oh, wow.
That's doesn't make her a bad person.
No. It does make you think there's something going on.
There's more.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest, who seems very just totally normal, whatever, but people say he's probably got a bunch of bones buried in his yard.
Can I put another one out there?
Sure.
I think Guy Fieri.
Fieri.
Yeah, Guy Fieri. I bet he's a dick.
No. Everybody says he's great.
No one has said one bad thing about him.
But would you be surprised you find out that he's, you know,
something going on. Eating babies or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, he everybody, Shane Torres has got a great bit about, have you seen that?
No, no.
Shane Torres has got a great bit about him, about how everybody's mad at him because he wears spiky hair and sunglasses on the back of his head. But the guy has done nothing but be nice to everybody, and he's got charities that he donates food to and all
every
that
time
stuff.
There's firemen out there fighting yeah. the wildfires, he comes out and cooks and does all this stuff. Yeah, it's crazy. Another one is Gwyneth Paltrow. A lot of people seem to be annoyed by her. One person pointed out, what do you think goop is made out of?
Oh, no.
Jack Nicholson. His image has softened over time, but there are a lot of people that are still creeped out by his scandals in the 70s, including his association with Roman Polanski.
How much is somebody responsible for that, of being friends with somebody that had an underage relationship? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, I think if you carry on that relationship after you know the situation.
But I love Joe. I know Joe and I love Joe. And if Joe did something weird, I'm not going to abandon Joe. Obviously, if Joe's finding out he's murdering children, I don't want to be friends. But if he had one issue or something, and I'm not going to be like, well, if Joe got arrested for something, I'd visit him in jail.
Yeah, you know? I appreciate that.
Yeah, but that doesn't make me a bad guy. I'm sticking by my friend.
Also, as a public person and stuff, if Joe winds up being a kid toucher and he's still associated with the show, you have to distance yourself.
Yeah.
I remember Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis wrote that note for
Dan Masterson,
and then had to take it back because everyone got so mad at them.
Yeah.
I still don't understand what that guy, that guy had such a weird thing that he went to jail for.
Yeah, I don't.
What about Drake? Is he on there?
Drake is not on.
That's
here.
Too bad.
Drake
Morgan
is not
Freeman?
On here. Morgan Freeman not on here. No.
Should be.
No, why? He's not on here.
Or should I say, why?
Oh, he was banging his
granddaughter.
Yeah.
But it was like his adopted granddaughter
right.
and stuff.
Yeah. Remember they got in the accident? By the way, does everybody know that Morgan Freeman doesn't have a hand now?
What?
No.
Yeah. He's got like a prosthetic.
What?
Yeah. Something happened with him, I think from the car accident. And it's got like he wears like a tan glove over it and stuff. Yeah.
They said he was retiring from acting, so he's not going to be doing anything.
I guess you could say I banged my granddaughter.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon, a lot of people think he comes off as fake and forced.
Yeah.
Let's see, Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Oh, how dare you?
I hate them.
They're perfect.
Yes.
Something's going on. Jonah Hill. Some people said that the way he interacts with people make them uncomfortable, whatever that means.
Such a douchebag.
Yeah. That's not surprising at all.
Mr. Beast, Will Smith, and the last one is Weird Al Yankovic. Not because he's mean or anything. People are just suspicious that he might be more normal than he's letting on. He's not that weird.
He takes his wig off when he goes home.
He's not that weird.
It's a shame that Jonah Hill is such a dick because he's such a good actor.
Yeah.
He's had so many great roles.
Yeah.
And then everybody says he's just a complete douchebag.
I met him and he was a douchebag. And not to me necessarily, but just watching him, people around him, he was so dismissive of everybody.
He's so good. Mm.
But, what have you done in your life where you feel like you can act like that?
Yeah, but you did
a couple of movies.
But I also kind of respected it. He's like, I don't owe you anything. You know what I mean? I'm an actor. Like my movie. You don't want to watch it, don't watch
it. It's kind of like a Warren Sapp mentality when he was playing. You know, like,
But if it wasn't for someone watching your movie, then you wouldn't have a job.
Yeah.
So you have to have some gratitude towards those people.
But Sapp had the mentality of, I don't owe you anything. And he felt like people were taking from him all the time, like interrupting him and bothering him. And he's like, I don't owe you this. And I think that comes from an upbringing of nobody gave me anything when I was a kid. Why do I feel like I have to owe you something now because I play football on Sundays?
I entertain you on Sundays, and that's it.
But Jonah came up with money, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Jonah's just a dick. Jonah Hill is just a dick.
You know, it depends on how the people, what their attitude towards you is and stuff, but it's easy to be nice enough to people. Nice enough brushing them off, too. Yeah. They could be like, oh, yeah, you kind of brushed me off, but instead of being a total dick to him. But like, I saw Dave Grohl the other day. I know Spanish hates him, but
it's true.
There was a clip of him and one of the TMZ guys was like, Dave, what do you think about this? And he goes, I don't answer questions from non-journalists.
Yeah.
Just kept walking and it was like, all right, that's, you know, that's fine. Well, there you go. That is it for news.
Yeah, I watched Jonah Hill be a dick to Tony Burton. I watched Jonah Hill be a dick to my wife. And I was just like, he's not worth it. And he was still fat then, too.
Can I ask, in what way? Was it like they wanted a photo or something like that?
No, we're at a party, and he was just kind of mingling in the area. And he had just been on Stern, and Tony was talking to him about his appearance. He did a great job on Stern, whatever. We, you know, with Buckwall, we represent. Right? He wasn't even trying to drop names. Yeah. He was just trying to make a casual, hey, good job on Stern. And he was like, just like, whatever, you know, whatever. And then I think my wife wanted to take a picture with him, and he said no.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, and it was in an atmosphere where people were taking pictures and stuff. So
yeah, see, that kind of stuff I don't really understand.
That was the same party where I saw Sia, Miss, I wear a wig and all this stuff and mask, and nobody knows who I am. And then you see her, and she's the nicest lady in the world. She was like so sweet to everybody, and I'm like, oh, okay.
It doesn't hurt to take a photo every once in a while. I get it if you don't want to be like, if you're at dinner and you're in the middle of eating and you don't want to be swamped with stuff. I understand that. But if you're at a party and you're walking around and you're mingling and you're that level of famous, you got to expect people are going to want to do that.
Yeah. Tom Brady, total dick to me.
Baker Mayfield, no, that was
Baker
your
Mayfield,
fault.
Not a dick. No,
you Tom Brady, were harassing his children.
Tom Brady was a dick to
you
me.
You were trying you're to take problem. Pictures of his children.
You and Roland Polanski were very similar that day.
He should be more like Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield probably wouldn't let you around his kids either. Just letting you know that.
Keep your eyes in your face.
Baker Mayfield was a guest on this program yesterday, and it was late in the show, and a lot of you missed it. I'm going to replay it when we come back from break because it was that good. We'll come back, and we'll introduce that clip for you next. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah & Farrah Personal Injury Attorneys Traffic Center.